Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and today we're going to find out how wonderfully you can honor your father. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu La'Asok B'Divrei Torah. All right, we're in Peah, first Mishnah, first Gemara. We're on 5b3 in the Schottenstein, and we are in this chunk of material about this non-Jewish man who is the greatest at honoring his parents. His name is Dama ben Natina. All right, so to understand this next story, you have to know about what the high priest used to wear. And he had a breastplate that had 12 different gems in it, one each for each of the 12 tribes. You might have a similar breastplate on one of your Torah scrolls that sort of looks the same. And each tribe has a different gem. And these were enormous gems. I mean, huge, like, you know, we're talking, 50, 60, 70 carats of rock, okay? So if one of them gets lost or broken, replacing it is not, an easy thing, okay? So, all right, so now we have this story. Pa'am achat havda yashpeh shel Binyamin. The one time the jasper stone in the Kohen Gadol's, the high priest's breastplate that went with the tribe of Benjamin was lost. Okay. Amru, so the community leaders said, well, man d'itle evan tava kavaiti, who has such a stone as good as the one that was lost? Amru, so they said, itle Dama ben Natina. Dama ben Natina has that kind of stone. And you can imagine, he's a colonel in a big army. Either he received it as a gift, or, it was part of the spoils of war, whatever, he has one. Aznun Lagabe, they went to him, Ufasku ime bim'ea dinar, and they did a negotiation, and they settled on 100, let's just call it gold coins, for a price for the stone. So he went and he was intending to bring it to them. But when he went inside, right, and he found that his dad was blocking his access to the strong box where the stone was, all right, and he was sleeping. So that so whether he's sleeping on the box or whatever, they're not really clear, but he's sleeping. All right. The Ita Amrin, there are some who say, Maftecha de Tevuta Hava Yativ Goy Etzba Te De Avui. There's some say that his dad was holding on to the key to the safe box, and the key was kind of in and amongst his fingers, and Dama ben Natina didn't want to wake him up by grabbing the key or even just sliding the key out. Okay? All right. Ve'ita Amrin, and then there are some who say, Ragle Davu Havat Shita Al Tevuta. There are some who say his father's legs were propped up on the box, where the gem was. So as you can see, this story has been embroidered, right? People like this story, and they're, sort of making up details as they go along a little bit. Okay. So regardless, he's not going to bug his dad. Okay. Nachat Legabon. So he goes out and he says to them, Marlon, he says to them, La Yechilit Maitute Lekon, I can't give it to you. Okay. He doesn't explain why. He's just saying, can't do it. Okay. Amri. So they kind of, they repair amongst themselves and they say, maybe he wants some more money. Dilma Duba a preteen Tuvan. So maybe he wants more money. Askune Lamatime. So they raise their offer to 200 gold coins. All right. But he turns it down. Right? He already, in his mind, he already agreed to one price. He already agreed to $100. So he's not going to profit off of honoring his dad. Okay? All right. Askune le'elef. So they figure, okay, maybe he wants even more money. So they raise the offer to 1,000 gold coins. All right? And Dama Benedina says, no way. Kevan de'id a'ir avon min shinte. So once his dad wakes up from his nap, slak v'aitu telon, and he goes out and he brings the gem to them. Ba'u maiton le b'fis kul ya acharaya. So they want to give him the last price. So to the sages' minds, the price agreed on is 1,000 gold coins. So that's what they're going to try and give him. V'lakabela loy, and he won't take it. Amar. So Dama ben Natina says to them, Ma anam zaben lochon ikara da'avahati b'fritin. Do you think I am going to sell the honor of my father for financial gain? I will not make a financial profit from honoring my dad. Okay? All right. Because he gets it. That if you're doing a mitzvah, even though he's not Jewish, he gets it. If you're doing a mitzvah, you sort of pollute it if you use that mitzvah to make a lot of money. If you want to do it in the purest way possible, then you don't pollute it with money. Okay? V'laka bel eloi, and he would not take their money. Okay. Ma para lo hakadosh baruch hu sakar. So what reward did God, the Holy One, blessed be He, give Dama ben Natina for honoring his dad so much? Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Bun. Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Rabbi Bun, Bo balayla yalda prato para aduma. That very night, one of his cows gave birth to a red heifer. V'shaklu lo kol Yisrael mishakla zahav unitaluha. And the whole people of Israel measured out basically bushels full of gold in order to buy it, this red heifer. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. Okay, talk to you then. Bye.